How to create new habits is the overview of chapter 2. In this chapter, the author mentioned, craving is what makes cues and reward works. The craving is what powers the habit loop. To start the craving loop, we have to follow two ways. First, find a simple and obvious cue. And second, clearly define the rewards. Habit create neurological cravings. As we associate cues with certain rewards, a subconscious craving emerges in our brain that starts the habit loop spinning. How to create a new habit? Just put together a cue, a routine, and a reward, and then cultivate a craving that drives the loop. A cue and a reward on their own aren't enough for a habit to last. Only when your brain starts expecting the rewards, craving the endorphin or sense of accomplishment, will it become automatic to lace up your jogging shoes each morning. The cue, in addition to triggering a routine, must also trigger a craving for the reward to come. If you take the example of toothpaste, Claude Hopkins was not selling beautiful teeth, but he was selling a sensation. Once people craved that cool tingling, once they equated with cleanliness, brushing became a habit. While everyone brushes their teeth, fewer than 10% of Americans apply sunscreen every day. Why that is? Because the author answered, there is no craving that has made sunscreen into a daily habit. Craving is what drives habits, and figuring out the how to spark a craving makes creating a new habit easier. And thus, figuring out new craving is gonna drive a new habit. Thank you. Goodbye.